Today we begin with an update on a long-proposed plan to restore train service to northwest New Jersey. With the assembly, or I guess reassembly, of the Lackawanna cutoff is more accurate, this plan would eventually bring, if it goes to its original mass plan, commuter rail service all the way back into the Poconos. And as you can imagine, the red tape and permit process has to be navigated has been a rather extensive one. Good news, there's only one more environmental permit needed for the Andover train station project to begin. Bad news, the owner of the land involved with the focus of that permit isn't exactly agreeable to what's being called for here. To give the details of this holdup and how it's being handled is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Assemblywoman Gail Phoebus. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. I appreciate it.
So give us the rundown. We obviously environmental studies make sure no endangered micro speck of an insect is going to be hurt or harmed in the construction permit, and every tree can be saved that's possible. But there's this one piece of land that is being, I guess, protected, and the owner is being not exactly cooperative.
Well, What the issue is that, first off, the Lackawanna cutoff, this project started around 1991, which, in my opinion, says an awful lot about the problems that the state of New Jersey has with any type of economic growth or redevelopment when you look at something that's taken this long, to do this project. You kind of realize that the red tape involved with getting these permits out of the Department of Environmental Protection is very difficult. The lieutenant governor has done a great job trying to red tape this process, and it has had improvements. But what has happened in this situation is that we're looking at the last 7 miles. The track is laid up to the Byram Stanhope line, Brooklyn Road. All we're talking about is 7 miles with a tunnel that's less than 1,000 feet and a platform station. And then eventually they'll be able to continue on and connect out to your so correct Poconos. So we've gone through every type of issue, Indiana bats, wetlands, and the Department of Transportation received every permit, and we thought that we had a green light until the Department of Environmental Protection felt that a private property owner's pipe that runs under his entrance, which is on his property, which is a quarter of a mile up from this train station on the opposite side of Roosevelt Road, needs to be replaced. Now, this pipe, I will agree, it's old, but this pipe has seen 3 storms without any issue. Irene, Lee, and Sandy. And I'm not sure if I have Irene and Lee in the right, which one came first, but it's Irene, Lee, and Sandy, and there was never any issue of flooding. And the property owner feels that he doesn't want his entrance to his farm disturbed. It's on his property. The Department of Transportation will do the entire project. They will design it. They will replace the pipe to whatever his specs are, or his designs he would like to see that match his property. But he's still not willing to do this. This train is a strictly commuter train. It will not carry any type of freight. It's not possible for it to carry freight because the tracks are not designed to carry freight. And it's the same train that's already going to Dover and to New York. So we're not adding another train, which would cause more congestion at the tunnels. This train already runs from Dover into Manhattan to Penn Station. So once you are in Dover, it has those cantaloupe. I think that's fun. Probably pronouncing that incorrectly, the overhead electric, because that's how it'll have to run.
Right.
So the train is half diesel, it will run on diesel, and then it switches over to electric. No way can they put garbage on this train. This has been one of the property owner's concerns, and that has been addressed, but we still cannot seem to get the property owner to agree to sign off to allow the Department of Transportation to replace this culvert. And this is the last permit, and this will negatively affect getting this train to Andover and potentially out to the Poconos, which would take mass amounts of cars off of Route 80.
Well, that's true, too. And my understanding is it's not just strictly the property owner. At the initial plotting and planning of this section, this culvert wasn't even an issue. The DEP on a second look, and that's the thing, too. Are they looking at one of these extreme weather models and, you know, over the next 100 years, if we get 15 that's Sandys right. in a row? Because if you look at the past 15 years, there's been no flooding at all, as you mentioned, in this area.
Yeah, no problem with this culvert. And it's a quarter of a mile away. And remember, Chris, what people have to understand is that this station is a platform on concrete. The tracks are concrete and asphalt for the parking lot. So even if it did flood, it's got one ticket machine that potentially, I guess, could become an issue. So what I can't understand is why can't the Department of Environmental Protection just issue a letter to the property owner stating that they feel that this pipe potentially could have an issue, and that if it ever did, and if it ever did damage to this station, which I doubt it could, even if it flooded, it's all concrete and asphalt, that, you know, he would be held liable for that. Because in his defense, too, it's his private property. It's not on road access. It's not on an easement. It's not part of the shoulder of the road. It's on this gentleman's property.
And it's actually a business. I guess you would call it an elite hunting range. Would be the commercial
elite
term.
Elite hunting range. a membership that is, these members are well over millions and millions of dollars. The members that belong to this, and none of them live here. None of them have a home on this property. What they do is they raise pheasants. I did understand that they are potentially at some point considering storing their ammunition someplace on this property, I guess for their pheasant hunting, and they hunt this property and they fish this property. So it's not as if this drive is going into a private home. It's going into this farm where they raise these pheasants.
Assemblywoman Gail Phoebus from the 24th District. On the web, it's njledge.state.nj.us. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. If this property owner stands firm in his decision and his resistance, is there a plan B for the completion of this segment of the project?
No, we're stuck. I mean, right now, the Department of Transportation is definitely sending out for the station and for the tunnel. They're starting to send out to get bids to do the work on this and to release, you know, they're engineering all this. So they're moving along. But the reality of this is that if we can't handle this last permit, this kills the deal.
Well, that brings up another question then, is the aspect of eminent domain any part of this picture?
Well, I hate to use that word, but also you have to understand too that we're dealing with multimillionaires that could tie something up for years and years and years in court. So I believe that, you know, that would not be the way to go. I believe what we need to do is to try to get the Department of Environmental Protection to at least waive this in lieu of sending them some type of a letter indicating that in the future, should anything happen, that they've been made aware that this pipe, you know, could potentially cause a problem and that the responsibility would lie on the property owner for any damages occurred at this train station. You're looking at Sussex County does not have mass transportation. We do have one bus stop, that's New Jersey Transit in Stockholm, New Jersey. But you're looking at 144, give or take, 1,000 people that could benefit by this train. This train has many stops all along for people that go to work, go to school, and inevitably will end up in Penn Station. You don't have to transfer off at Hoboken, and you're not going to have to transfer off at Montclair. This train will take you in, and, of course, it'll be a local, but it's a huge benefit. But the bigger benefit is the hundreds of thousands of people that will be benefited by this if we could get this to the Delaware and across. And you're looking at environmental. How many more cars can go on Route 80? The fumes, the gas. New Jersey's looking at a gas tax right now. So, you know, we need mass transit. Transportation in a rural county is extremely difficult, but is so needed for our people.
Especially since the majority of the job opportunities are outside of the county, and if you can open up
Absolutely.
Transportation to Manhattan, that certainly will open up a lot more job opportunities for Absolutely. People who are looking for jobs right now.
Absolutely. And also, the state of New Jersey deemed Sussex County and our master plan for growth is to be recreation and farms. Well, how are we going to get the millennials that choose not to have cars out here to enjoy all this recreation that Sussex County, it's a beautiful county, offers? Well, if we don't have a train, we don't have bus service. I certainly would prefer to see a train than buses on the road at this point. And I think that this is something that would help Sussex County. It would help sell some of our homes that are in foreclosure to people that would may want to put some money in and have weekend homes at these lakes. That's what it used to be years ago. We'd get a lot of people from the city that came out for the weekends. But they need a way to get here. Not everyone has cars, and we don't even have, I think we may have one Uber. I think we may have one. But we maybe only have two taxi companies, you know, and our bus system is run on a limited schedule, and that's the Skylands ride. So we really need mass transportation in order for Sussex County to continue to be a county where you can live and afford to live here and have the businesses that are still here be able to profit.
And like Assemblywoman Phoebus said, the owner is on the position that nothing is wrong. The Carville is in good shape, and that's also something that the attorney for the corporation, IAT Insurance, John Urson, said, that the culvert is in good shape. And he pointed out that the structure is connected to Barnes, the changes to the bridge and driveway. So what the Assemblywoman Phoebus said as far as a letter of responsibility, laying it on the property owner, if they feel confident about the condition of the culvert, then that should not be a problem and everything can go forward. So we'll see how that develops. And to follow any ideas, any legislation, and if you want to communicate your thoughts on this matter, anything you feel is important, you can do that with Assemblywoman Phoebus at the State House website, which is njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District. Assemblywoman Gail Phoebus, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.